talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say at our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was Simon and Garfunkel with Homeward Bound, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And if you'd like to request we play a home theme song at the beginning of our radio show, please visit Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page and make a request. And we will send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt, and we will play your song. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, and the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which is coming up 3 weekends from now at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. Well, today's radio show is being sponsored by Clear Blue Pools, and we're very proud to have Clear Blue Pools as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival. And in a couple minutes, we'll be talking to Sandra Perez, also Nick Popovich with Dig Landscapes, Chuck Altschul with Lowcountry Hurricane Protection and Shutters, and also Jan Humphreys with Antiques Market. Well, this is a very exciting time at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We've got our new spring issue that's out. Has another one of the Southern Charm cast members, Patricia Altschul, and on the cover. And we're going to take you inside her beautiful downtown mansion, and also the Southern Charm. Whether you're a fan or not. It does premiere the season four does premiere on Monday on Bravo Network, and Southern Charm is the number one rated show on Bravo Network. So check it out. Also you want to pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine with Patricia Altschul, on the cover. We are also, all next week, we're going to be out at the Volvo Car Open at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. Stop by the tent. We're going to be talking with our editors, Laura Jones and Aaron Forbes, in a couple of minutes about what we've got going on out at the tennis tournament. But what I really want to talk to you about is some of the details going on at the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival. First of all, it's a two-day home show. It's an open-air home show. And so all of the vendor booths are located underneath the stadium seating, and everything is protected from the elements. It's a rain or shine event, and all of the vendors are set up underneath the stadium seating, safe from the wet weather if it does rain. We've got almost 100 local A-list contractors that will be literally setting up their showrooms at Volvo Car Stadium for the weekend, and you know they're giving up their weekend to talk with you, to answer your questions and offer expert advice. So you definitely want to take advantage of coming out to the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival 3 weekends from now, Saturday, April 22nd and Sunday, April 23rd. It's free admission. It's free parking for the show. We've also got the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour happening on Saturday, April 22nd from 1 to 5 p.m. And you can walk through 6 custom-built private residences on Daniel Island. This is our 6th year doing it, and the home tour always sells out. The home show is free, but if you want to walk through those custom built homes on the home tour, tickets are $25 in advance, and you can buy those at DanielIslandHomeShow.com, DanielIslandHomeShow.com. If we have any left over on Saturday, they'll be $30. So save yourself a few dollars and get them in advance. As I mentioned, it always sells out. And so we always have to turn people away on Saturday, begging us to pay us to go through those houses and to control the traffic and not overwhelm the neighborhoods. We only sell 400 tickets. And we're going to be making a very generous donation from the proceeds to benefit the American Red Cross Lowcountry chapter. So definitely check out all of the 6 custom-built homes on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. You can get information on at DanielIslandHomeShow.com. Also, this is a new addition that we have going on at the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, something called Crafts on the Courts, and it's a craft beer festival that's happening in conjunction with the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival. And Crafts on the Courts Craft Beer Festival is happening on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5 p.m., and there is a fee for that. If you would like to sample over a dozen local and regional craft beers, and also watch guest chef grilling demonstrations, and also enjoy some very delicious food that will be gourmet grilled food that's going to be grilled right in front of your eyes on big green eggs. Out at the Crafts on the Court Craft Beer Festival. Tickets are only $25 for that. And like I said, it's a very, very good bargain because you're going to be sampling lots and lots and lots of craft beers, and then also enjoying grilled tacos and sliders coming right off the big green eggs out there. So if you'd like to purchase a couple of tickets to Crafts on the Courts Craft Beer Festival, go to asnappyevent.com. That's asnappyevent.com, or you can find all the information and tickets at our website, DanielIslandHomeShow.com. DanielIslandHomeShow.com. Also, we've got our home show happy hour happening on Saturday, April 22nd. So after the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour ends at 5 o'clock, stop on by the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival. And it's free admission. We've got live music from John Cusatus, and you'll be able to enjoy beer and wine. And all you have to do is purchase a wristband for $5. And so that's happening on Saturday, April 22nd from 5 to 8 o'clock. And then also, someone local will win a $20,000 backyard makeover. And I didn't make a mistake. That's a big deal. $20,000 backyard makeover. And includes a $2,000 grill from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen, a $750 mosquito control service from Mosquito Shield, $2,000 landscape plan and project management from Dig Landscape, $2,000 outdoor furniture from Backyard Retreats, $2,000 exterior lighting package from Outdoor Lighting Perspectives, $2,000 hanging bed from the Saltwood Company, a $2,000 hanging bed bedding package from Aiden Fabrics, a $2,000 pergola from Express Sunrooms, $2,000 in pavers, plus $2,000 for the paver installation from Just Hardscapes, and $2,000 worth of plants and ground coverings from Stax Nursery. So it's a really, really good deal. You definitely want to come to the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival and see what you can. We always have local winners. There definitely will be a local winner for the big giveaway that we've got going on, the $20,000 backyard makeover. So we want to see you out there and enjoy today's radio show. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is being sponsored by Clear Blue Pools, and we're very proud to have Clear Blue Pools as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival coming up April 22nd and 23rd, that's Saturday and Sunday, at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Sandra Perez with Clear Blue Pools. How are you doing, Sandra?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Sandra, take a moment and tell everybody about Clear Blue Pools.
Well, we are a design, build, and service company. We specialize in gunite pools. We have been here for about 17 years mm-hmm. in business. But the owner has been in the pool industry for about 35 years or so. Mm-hmm. So we are happy to say that we're very busy, mm-hmm. and our success is through referrals, mm-hmm. and that's something wonderful because I think we're building a good product, and people like it, and they tell their friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, when it comes to choosing a pool company to create your backyard oasis, you know, for a couple of the first things that I think are very, very important is questions to ask the pool companies is how long have you been around? And you said Clear Blue Pools has been around about 17 years?
As a business, yes.
Yeah, you cannot stay in business that long without having a lot of happy customers.
Yes, definitely.
And so about how many pools, swimming pools, has Clear Blue Pools built over those 17 years?
Be in the hundreds.
Hundreds and hundreds?
Yes, in all the tri-state area, yes.
Gotcha. And you mentioned that Clear Blue Pools builds gunite pools. What does that mean, gunite?
Well, gunite is a material that we use, and it's combined, it's on-site, and it's sand with the rock and concrete mix. So what it does is it builds a structure that is going to stay there forever in your backyard, unless mm-hmm. you definitely move it or demolish it manually. It's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. So we give you, on that respect, we give you a lifetime warranty. So if anything happens to the actual structure, the shell that we poured because of our, you know, workmanship failed, then we guarantee it. Mm-hmm. But since we are guaranteeing it for lifetime, we're sure of our product. Mm-hmm. We are definitely sure that we have built a good product. That way we can warranty or back up the warranty on it.
Absolutely. And the nice thing about a gunite pool is it can be any shape or size that you can imagine, right?
Exactly. We can design it. If we can design it, that's our motto. We can build it. So you give us your ideas, we direct you, or, you know, give you a better product than you imagined. But that's what we do. From the design point, when you come in to our store or call us, we are starting to design a 3D image so that you can already visualize what you want to have in your backyard. So,
and the reason I bring that up is there are fiberglass pools that people can buy if you're doing an in-ground pool, but they're limited. The fiberglass pools are limited to specific shapes and sizes that the manufacturer already builds. So if you said I want a pool that looks like a banjo,
and you ask that fiberglass pool company, they're not going to be able to do that. But but a company like Clear Blue Pools that, builds gunite pools, you folks could easily design that and construct that for a homeowner.
Exactly. And the best part is that we can, just like you said, we can move the steps anywhere you want them. We can add a spa. We can, you know, in the center, we can put the spa in the center. We have actually a pool, really, really nice creation, and the spa's in the center of the pool. So actually, whatever you want, it's custom, and we can move it around to where, you know, wherever you like it. So yes, definitely. It takes, I guess that's one of the pros that we have, that it can be made to your specifications or to your desires. And as long as we can design it on that program, we can build it for you. So yes, definitely.
Seems like they're not making the lots that people build homes on any bigger these days. In fact, they seem like they're getting a little bit small. Can Clear Blue Pools build a like a small pool if there's a small backyard?
Oh yes, definitely. As long as we have permission, the permits pulled and setbacks within the setbacks, we can build a small. It doesn't matter the size. So yeah, we custom made to. We have a lot of pools built here in downtown where the yards are not that big, and it's not, you know. Some in Kiowa also, you know, even a 10 by 10. So, yeah, definitely we can, as long as we have access to the backyard, even neighbors cooperate that way. So, yes, yeah, that's something that we do, definitely.
The reason I mention that is Clear Blue Pools built our swimming pool at our home, and we did not have a lot of space in the backyard. It was a very small lot in the Upper Peninsula of downtown Charleston, and the pool is plenty big for us. It's like a 10 by 20 or so, and my daughters and my wife we all have a blast in it. It's plenty big. We didn't have space to make it any bigger. But it's perfect. Everybody should have a swimming pool in their backyard if you live in Charleston.
Definitely.
Because it can be used literally year round.
Yes.
And Clear Blue Pools installed a natural gas pool heater for us, and we integrated a rolling pool cover because our girls were very young and not proficient swimmers at that time, and so at Christmas time we have our own polar bear plunge. Of course it's heated up. we're not
That's
like
awesome.
Real hardcore polar bear plungers out at Sullivan's Island or anything.
Yes.
But we love it. We love the swimming pool. Thanks very much to Clear Blue Pools. What kinds of items are you seeing people choosing in their swimming pools?
They're looking for more efficient equipment, energy efficient, you know, not only energy efficient, but something of user-friendly, you know. So we are implementing and always looking for the better product or the best product out there. We talk to the representatives of the or the manufacturers of our product, and we meet with them and find out what's new and try to let the customers know so they can have that. And the best part is having the customers are looking for something they can control on their iPhone, iPad. We can do that. You can, you know, be at home and, I mean, I'm sorry, at work, and you can go and say, well, you know, I want to go home and swim, and it's cold out there. So you can just, you know, pull the app and heat your pool automatically through your iPhone or iPad, and when you get home, it's ready to go. So, yes, automation and also the efficiency. We try to install products that can help the homeowner save money. So also
like variable speed motors,
exactly,
for the pool pumps and stuff.
And the sanitizing system. It's easier to take care of. It's salt and that's producing chlorine. And what it does is it gives you a softer feel. You know, you don't feel that tightness when you go into a pure chlorine pool. So the sanitizer, and actually they came with another new product right now that's cheaper, and actually it's a better product. So the sanitizing systems are, you know, evolving to be a better product too. So also they're looking for the negative edge and the waterfalls. They like that look. They are looking for more of a natural look in their backyard, you know, so the travertine, that kind of a product is used often. And most of our pools, or all of our pools, have the coping with that travertine look, because it gives you a more beautiful look, but also it's quality. It's quality products that will last long.
Well, how can folks get more information about Clear Blue Pools?
Well, we have our website, www.clearbluepools.net. We also have a Facebook page. Our phone number is 843-300-4143. You can also call us. And I think that we have advertising with your magazine.
And Charleston Home and Design.
Yes, sir.
Well, great. Well, we've been talking with Sandra Perez with Clear Blue Pools, and thank you so much to Clear Blue Pools for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival coming up April 22nd and 23rd at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. Thanks so much, Sandra. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Chuck Altschul with Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters. How you doing, Chuck?
Fine, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Take a moment, Chuck, and tell everybody about Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters.
Low Country Hurricane Protection Shutters is a company that's located in Mount Pleasant, offering a wide variety of various hurricane protection, corrugated storm panels, fabric shield, roll downs, accordions, Bahamas, and Colonials.
Very good. And let me guess, about a day or two before Hurricane Matthew was due to come ashore in South Carolina, Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters was getting some phone calls saying, can you put some shutters on my house today? Because the hurricane's coming in 48 hours.
Literally, people were coming into our showroom the Monday before Matthew, throwing money at us, saying, we want shutters on our house, but can you have them up by Thursday? And we would look at them and say, where were you in May and June? I mean, everything is custom built. And at that time, our lead times were running around 3 to 4 weeks. Right now, they're out to 6 and 7 weeks. And we always tell people that wherever we install the products, be it the corrugated panels, Bahamas, Colonials, roll downs, whatever, do a fire drill. You don't have to do the whole house, but pick a weekend when it's not hot and put up a couple of panels on a couple of windows, close a couple of Bahamas from the inside. So you remember how to do it when we were there instructing you after the install. And we had people calling us, we can't find the hardware, or we can't find the storm bars that you gave us. Or you told my husband how to do the install and he didn't tell me, and now he's stuck out of town, what should I do? So we ran into those kinds of situations, and we're just reinforcing that even more so now after the installs. And I think a lot of people are starting to heed that. We had situations where my roll down is stuck, it won't go down. When was the last time you used it? 3 years ago. So why did you wait till now? Well, we wanted to save the motor. Well, the best thing for these roll downs is to operate them, especially the electric ones, you know, at least once a month or once every 6 weeks. Keeps the tracks clear so you don't have mud daubers and things like that. So it was a real eye-opener, not only for us, but for a lot of our customers. And so we've made some adjustments in our instructions after we finish a job and make sure they are comfortable with the installing the products that we've just put on their house, and also to make sure that we're following up, you know, have you done your fire drill yet? You know, that kind of thing.
And Hurricane Matthew, thank goodness, we didn't have a big impact here in the Charleston area, but it was enough to scare people and to make those who have been kind of not thinking about what they need to do to protect their home if a hurricane threatens, to finally say, okay, you know, I'm going to be prepared for next time. And so what would you suggest people do to prepare for the next hurricane or tropical storm? Because we live on the coast and in the southeast, we're going to be threatened again and again and again.
That's right. And the thing is, you know, people, for example, they moved here maybe 5 years ago. They retired, and their builder gave them plywood. And now they're, you know, 5, 6 years older, they're in their 70s, and they're looking at going into their garage, what do we do with all this plywood? You know, how do we do it?
And why did the builder give them plywood?
In order to get a certificate of occupancy for the house that the builder, you know, constructed, they gave them plywood. And that was the least expensive way for them to get their certificate of occupancy.
And that was to meet code. Code
Absolutely.
Requires that
right.
all of the window openings have some sort of hurricane protection. And the least expensive, the very, very cheapest thing that a builder can require a homeowner to purchase is the plywood, the pre-cut plywood.
Absolutely. We had one customer tell us he had a back porch. And he literally had to use a pulley system to get the plywood sheets up and cover about 5 big sliders that he had. And it became difficult, and he told us, he says, I will never do this again. Come on out, take a look, make some recommendations, and we've done that. The other problem we saw was the fact that people just didn't think about having taken seriously the protection that they required. People that got plywood literally used some of it to put flooring in their attics or make shelving in their garages.
They said this being
right.
wasted just sitting here in the garage.
Exactly. And what they don't realize is that the insurance companies are the ones that are driving all the testing that all our products have to go through. And if that plywood is not on their homes during a named storm, the insurance companies might not honor any kind of damage claim. And as a result, in fact, personally, I just got my renewal on my homeowner's insurance, and there's a different deductible now for a named storm versus a wind and hail event. So they've made some increases along those lines as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing, you know, a lot of changes that are going on. And the testing is getting a lot more difficult. For example, South Carolina just passed, you know, we two of the main tests that all our products have to go through, one is called the Large Missile Impact Test, where they fire a 2x4 out of a cannon, and they measure how much it deflected, then it goes through a cycle chamber, and they cycle it from a negative pressure to a positive pressure, simulating a storm coming ashore and then going inland. Because without anything protecting that glass, the glass is literally going in and out and either gets sucked out or it implodes. You know, if you recall how the weather guys always tell you what the pressure of the storm is, that's the pressure outside the house.
Mm-hmm.
Once the pressure, you know, something happens to those windows, now all of a sudden you've lost your pressure envelope on the for your home, and that's how you have a lot of damage, losing roofs, and so on and so forth. Well, what we found now is that not only a large missile impact test, they're also looking at what they call a small missile impact test, and that's throwing pebbles. And, for example, our colonials in Bahamas, when they close, those louvers literally collapse one on top of the other, so you have a solid wall of protection. And we found through the International Hurricane Protection Association, there's actually a lot more glass damage due to pressure differential than there is to actual impact. So now the small missile impact is going to have somewhat of a concerns for a lot of the products that are being built now.
Mm-hmm. What are, in order of ease of use, what are the easiest hurricane protection systems to use to the most difficult? And you have to do it in about 60 seconds because we're almost out of time.
Probably the electric roll downs are probably the easiest. I would say our Bahamas are the easiest, and probably accordions and then the storm panels. But even for the upper floors, if you have single or double hung windows, we can arrange so you can do those from the inside, eliminating any kind of ladders that mm-hmm. you might require.
Mm-hmm. What about, did you mention colonial shutters?
Yes, those are easy to, as well. Just close them, lock them from the inside or outside.
And what are the hardest?
The hardest probably are
the plywood you mentioned.
Well, the plywood, obviously, which is something we don't provide. And probably the storm panels, if you know, just getting them out there, carrying them, removing them from the garage and, you know, putting them up and so on.
Mm-hmm. You're going to feel very, very superior to your neighbors as they're going crazy and bugging out when all you have to do is close your Bahama shutters or your colonials and evacuate. It's going to be very, very easy.
We had one homeowner in Rivertown call us and tell us that it took her longer to put plywood on three windows on a screen porch than it did to close 14 rated Bahamas mm-hmm. from the inside.
Chuck, you're going to get a lot of calls. Tell people how they can get in touch with Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters.
We're at 488C La Mesa Drive in Mount Pleasant, right off of Long Point Road, or we can be reached at 843-822-5519.
How about on the web?
Lowcountryshutters.com.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Chuck Altschul with Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters. Hurricane season's right around the corner, so don't wait. Make that call today so you can rest easy during hurricane season. Thanks so much, Chuck.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Nick Popovich with Digg Landscape. How you doing, Nick?
I am well. How are you today?
Good, good. Take a moment, tell everybody about Digg Landscape.
Digg Landscape is a firm that's been in Charleston for, gosh, going on about 10 years now. And we specialize in new design-build landscapes and also a good bit of renovation work as well to existing landscapes.
Gotcha. So if someone is interested in redoing their backyard or their front yard, Digg Landscape can, first and foremost, you folks are going to create a plan for them. Is that right?
We like to, because it's a way to really think out the process, to make wise decisions, and also to be able to, if necessary, phase in the project over time. And or if a homeowner wishes to tackle it themselves, it gives them real concrete direction and, you know, eliminates sort of that, let's go to one of the box stores and see what we see, and hopefully it'll work out. Mm-hmm. You know, our goal is to make sure that every dollar spent is a well-spent dollar.
Why is having a plan, and I don't mean just like, okay, let's get a plan together for what we're going to do this afternoon. I mean like house plans, right? You folks typically.
It's basically that. It's just you know, when houses are built, the builder doesn't just show up and say, hey, let's build a house today. And too many folks, I think, leave the landscape to happenstance. And I think we're trying to just make people think and enjoy the process, because there are a daunting number of decisions that have to be made or could be made. And we kind of play devil's advocate. We kind of let you know what the possibilities are, but we also try to get to know our clients as best as possible so that we walk in their shoes and see what they see and know where their kids like to run and if they have a dog who likes to dig up things or whatever it might be. It just allows the process to, yes, take a little bit longer, but again, in the end, the product is always much more worthwhile.
Well, you know, there are certain decisions in a home that homeowners, I think of as more permanent. Even though, you know, you can when you put tile down in your bathroom, it's not a permanent installation. You can certainly tear it out, but it's a big deal to tear it out. And when it comes to the outside of your home, I guess the mindset is, you know, I can change that. I can cut that, or, you know, if the tree is growing too close to my house or whatever, I can make those plans to make changes. But the reality is, if you just have a plan to begin with, then you're going to avoid having to put time and effort and money into making those changes down the road. What does Dig Landscape ever get called into an existing backyard where maybe somebody has not had a plan and they have planted trees too close to the house, or they've done a lot of do-it-yourself stuff and they've just said, we have a problem here. We need professional help.
We give out a lot of A's for effort, but in reality, not to say that, you know, we're not trying to be the be-all, end-all. Again, we want our clients' landscapes to reflect their wants and needs, but also to give them hope, things that maybe they didn't think about. You know, our goal is to present things that, you know, give them an aha sort of moment where things click and things come together and create possibilities that they never knew they had, really. Sometimes you really can't see the forest for the trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost like hiring an architect to design your house, but then saying, no, I this is the way I want the rooms to be. No, and sort of handcuffing them. You won't necessarily come up with some ideas from them that you wouldn't normally come up on your own. That's what I think the value of having working with someone like Dig Landscape. You're going to come up with ideas that I couldn't do on my own.
Well, I think it's more that maybe you didn't think you could do on your own. Maybe you've seen a photograph in a magazine, or, you know, going to the website House, for instance, or Pinterest, and picking out things that you really like. And during the design process, the more information a client gives us, the better off we are. Again, it's going back to getting into the mindset of the client and seeing their landscape through their eyes. Yes, we impart some sensibilities and some logistical thoughts, as well as aesthetic considerations. But again, we look to the architecture and we look to the client, and, you know, we also look to the budget too. I mean, we don't want to give pie in the sky ideas that really can't be instituted. We really want the entirety of the project to work. Again, sometimes it might be a phased aspect where things start first and you end up with the product in the end. But, you know, it's just, again, going back to the plan as a way of thinking and a way of carefully and calmly planning what you are going to eventually plant.
Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of growth in Charleston over the last few years. What's your opinion on how that's affected Dig Landscape?
Well, it just seems that clients are usually from elsewhere and not necessarily been in the area terribly long, which is wonderful. I mean, it's great to meet new folks and to introduce people to Charleston and everything that, you know, our gardening seasons and our zone and our climate can provide them. So it's usually a lot of fun because they're usually coming from places that you know, you don't have a palmetto tree in your front yard. So it's fun in that regard, but it's also a lot of education, and something that we enjoy doing is to open up the eyes to the possibilities of what you can do here.
What are some of the things that you educate newcomers to the area on, such as you don't have to worry about that 2-foot frost line or whatever, right? If they're moving.
Well, a couple weeks ago we did. It seemed it got cold, and you have to think about, you know, how cold can it get? You know, every few years we have a bad cold snap, so you see the blankets coming out on certain plant materials. But nevertheless, you know, I think it begins with really probably the most important thing are soil conditions, just because it varies so greatly. Throughout a relatively small area, from, you know, sand at the beach to heavy clay in North Charleston to, you know, farm soil out on John's Island. So that is sort of one of the leading aspects of education, I think. It starts there.
And I've always heard, and it's interesting that I've heard this because I've experienced it before I heard it, is drainage. Drainage is a big deal here in the Lowcountry, and if you have not planned out your outdoor space to drain properly, you're going to have a lot of standing water, which means, you know, mosquitoes and nastiness, and et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, it's called the Low Country for a reason, and it's, again, one of those logistical aspects that can be overlooked very easily, and it's tougher to fix after the fact, for sure. Mm-hmm.
And has Dig Landscape, I know I asked you this earlier, but have you folks ever had to go into a yard and just, you know, redo the whole thing?
Oh, sure, sure. Whether it's, you know, just for aesthetic purposes or you know, for, you know, more user-friendly purposes. Working on a project now, let's see, over in Mount Pleasant, where it's a couple from out of the area, in fact, way out of the area. He's from Canada. But they tackled the inside, and now they're tackling the outside, really almost as a renovation. The yard is fine, a great view and everything. It's just creating those very livable outdoor spaces that create connection to the home and connection to the environment, and they feel it very, very important, and so do we, and so it's going to be an interesting project to see unfold.
Do you ever have any customers ask you for a low-maintenance outdoor living space?
Yeah, never high maintenance. But
is that possible?
Oh, sure it is. Yeah, there are a lot of what I call plant it and forget it plant materials. I use those at home. I don't have a lot of time at home. And that's where the development of a plan is not only organizing the spaces, but it's choosing the right plant for the right place. And whether it's cost, whether it's soil conditions, or whether it's maintenance, you have to answer those questions ahead of time to know that you are picking the right plant for the right spot.
Well, good deal. Well, we're very proud to have Nick Popovich with Dig Landscape in charge of our big backyard makeover that we're giving away. Someone local will be winning at the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival coming up April 22nd and 23rd at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. And it's a nice big package, $10,000 plus, and Nick will be leading the way, coming up with that plan that we've been talking about, and then coordinating all of the installations of this big backyard makeover. So thank you very much, Nick, for being involved with that. And how can folks get more information about Dig Landscape?
Simply through our website is actually the best way. They get to see some of our projects and, again, get to a little bit of feel of what we do and how we do it. It's diglandscape.net.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Nick Popovich with Dig Landscaping. Thanks so much, Nick.
My pleasure.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Jan Humphreys with Antiques Market. How are you doing, Jan?
Fine. How are you today?
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about the Antiques Market.
We are a 20,000 square foot antiques mall. We have over 100 booths, mm-hmm, with varying vendors. And we carry anything antique, vintage, and we're even trying to do a little bit of more, mm-hmm, trying to expand our supplies, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So 20,000 square feet, you have over 100 vendors, mm-hmm, inside Antiques Market. And I've shopped Antiques Market many times. And are there vendors that specialize in certain types of antiques?
You've got varying. Some people prefer the mid-century modern. That's coming back fairly well now. A lot of them are mixed. We have a few vendors that have new, but we're trying to get away from that. Mm-hmm. And other than that, it's really nobody does anything specifically. Mm-hmm. Some of them... Like we're trying to get in some military items because that's a big thing people love. I think World War II is more desired than World War I even, mm-hmm, and you wouldn't expect that. Mm-hmm. But there are a variety of things, and again, nobody's really specific on anything. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anybody that's got anything specific.
And the merchandise is always changing. It's always turning over, and your vendors are always picking up new items. And so it's always a good idea to check back. And you get people who
go to, who frequent Antiques Market like on a weekly basis?
Oh, absolutely. You can tell they're in and out. They wander through, and if nothing's changed in a booth, they don't even look.
Uh-huh.
They know, oh, that booth doesn't look different. I got to go to the next one. Yeah, and they're pretty quick to go through. I always feel silly because we do say every day is a different day at Antiques Market.
Right, right.
We've got some vendors that we sometimes see twice a day, some maybe you know, at least once a day, some once a week, some not since they've moved in. That's hopefully going to change.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a big change daily, I think.
Antiques Market, how long has Antiques Market been around?
The previous owner had it over 17 years, and then there was another owner before her that she bought it from in that same location, but the one before that was next door where Southern Accents is now.
Okay.
And I think they had it maybe 5 or 6. So it's 20 plus years.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a fixture in Mount Pleasant for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We were all very, very sad to hear about the previous owner, Penny Hoffman, when she passed away. Mm-hmm. in December, wasn't it?
Yes.
And so, Jan, you and your staff have been helping out and kind of sustaining the business, making sure that everything continues. And talk a little bit about Penny Hoffman, the previous owner. You folks had a kind of a memorial for her recently, back in January,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, Penny didn't want anything,
uh-huh.
but her sister said, "That's fine. This is for me, not you." And so she chose to do something at the store, which was appropriate for Penny. And the vendors and some friends, longtime friends and family was there. Everyone in the family said something. One of her nieces actually sang. It was very special. Penny didn't want anything because she was afraid no one would come.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably had 50 to 60 people.
Wow.
A very impromptu, you know, it was... she would have been happy,
right?
You know,
right.
except for the fact that she's gone. You
right,
know,
right.
because she didn't think she was going to. I spoke to her the week before she had the pulmonary embolism, and she said, "I'll probably be out in rehab before you get back." I was on vacation,
mm-hmm.
and she was getting up that morning to go into rehab,
mm-hmm.
but. 10 days later in ICU, and she didn't make it.
Right.
So, but we're trying to continue on. One, when she went home to get better,
mm-hmm.
I promised her that we would run the business as she would want it and wouldn't make any changes. And I pretty much haven't made any changes even now that she's gone. That'll come later.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make things better.
Well, she was definitely a fixture at the store, and you know, whenever I would go to drop off magazines and so forth, I'd always see Penny and have a nice chat. She was always just so friendly with everybody, and you could tell that she really relied on her staff, and you know, you all really cared a lot for,
mm-hmm.
for Penny as well.
Yeah. It's more than she realized, I think.
More than
we knew.
More than just an employer-employee
oh, absolutely.
Relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a friendship, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so much so that she left me the business.
Right, right. She willed the business to you, which
mm-hmm.
what an amazing gift.
Yeah. Her sister said, "I don't have the foggiest idea what to do with antiques." The other manager was like, 10 years ago, maybe. Of course, no one had any idea she was going anywhere.
Right.
And then she tried me. I said, "Sure, why not?" We'll see the why not later, maybe.
Right, right. Well, we all miss Penny Hoffman, if there's any silver lining, it's that Antiques Market is continuing,
yeah.
and so we want everyone to honor Penny by going to Antiques Market and see what you can find for your own home. And I'll bet the biggest question that you get from people is, where am I going to put this? Where am I going to find room to put this?
We always say, you worry about that later. You have to get it when you can.
Right.
And
right.
we don't mind trying to help, you know, do some decorating ideas and
right.
we don't have any problem putting our two cents in.
Yes, yeah. And in certain times of the year, like for example, we're in springtime already. Certain items seem to be more in demand at antiques market than others. What are people shopping for now?
Strangely enough, right now, outdoor, you know, patio, Charleston this time of year, enclosed porches, outdoor items, the furniture, we're already putting it out on our floor. I feel strange. It's, you know, you think it's early. It's not even, you know, winter's not gone yet. But in Charleston, it really is.
Uh-huh.
And so we've already got half our floor ready with outdoor furniture. set it up last week, and two or three sets have already sold.
Wow.
So, and it's coming in pretty strong now. I think we actually got best patio furniture, outdoor furniture last year. I don't know what.
One
don't
of the
recall
awards.
It was. Yeah.
Oh, that's great! Congratulations on that.
You wouldn't expect that in an antique mall.
What if someone has some antiques at home and they does Antiques Market consign them? Or
I'm going to try to start doing consignment. The problem, which isn't really a problem, is right now I'm full. My booths are rented.
Okay.
So I've got to find the space to do that. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a bad thing, but I'm happy we're rented out.
Do you ever refer them to any of the vendors that you have?
Yes. The only problem with a vendor is that they can't give you the full rate you would expect because they've obviously got to pay for their space and the commission.
Mm-hmm.
But at least it's an option. Mm-hmm. And there's so many nice consignment shops in Mount Pleasant that you do have options. You just got to wait it out. I hope to come in at a lower percentage since the space is already set up.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. It's something, another change I'm planning on doing.
Whenever I'm talking with an antique store, I always ask them this question. Have you folks ever experienced that antique roadshow moment where somebody has bought something and maybe come back afterwards and said, look what I bought from you, and it's worth $20,000 or something.
No, I hope that to be me, though. Uh-huh. But no, I haven't experienced that yet.
Gotcha. The vendors that you have there may have already picked up on,
yes,
on some of those,
yeah, we
items.
Do wander through ourselves to see what we can. You know, not everybody knows, you know, every type of antique or whatever. And so I may know something about them that you don't, so I pick it up and I resell it, or you know, somebody else does.
Mm-hmm.
You made your money, and now it gets to move on to the next guy. We have had pieces of furniture that have moved from booth to booth to booth, and the last one made a good bit better money than the first guy. Mm-hmm. But everybody makes money, so it's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Antiques Market?
We are trying real hard to do more social media. We have our own website, antiquesmarketmall.com. That one's not up as much. Facebook, we're on Instagram more regular than anything else. And that's about it. I mm-hmm. try Twitter. Twitter doesn't like me. That's too much work.
And the physical location?
We're at 634 Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. We're in the corner of Moultrie Plaza.
And that's the shopping center where Wild Wing Cafe mm-hmm. is, mm-hmm. a very well-known spot.
Bottles is on the other
Bottles,
end.
Bottles, mm-hmm. right. So it's very – and right across from Moultrie
Middle School. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Jan Humphreys with Antiques Market. Thanks so much, Jan.
Thank you.
Joining us now are the two editors of Charleston Home and Design magazine, Aaron Forbes and Laura Jones. How are you ladies doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us, Tim.
Sure, sure. Well, this is an exciting time at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. The brand new spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine has come out this week, and people can pick it up around town. And who do we have on the cover this spring?
We have the amazing and wonderful Miss Patricia Altschul from Southern Charm.
Very good. So we're following up one Southern Charm cover star with another Southern Charm cover star.
Yes, we are.
And Patricia Altschul, I'm looking at the cover now. She has an amazing mansion downtown Charleston, and she and you ladies and our photographers were invited into her home. And what's Patricia like?
Patricia is so wonderful. Like, she puts off this grand, you know, ambiance on the show, but she is so humble and kind. She gave us a great tour of her historic Isaac Jenkins Michel house. She showed us all of her art pieces that she's collected throughout the world and told us amazing stories about her life. Just so nice and friendly.
And this kind of coincides with the premiere of the top-rated TV show on Bravo Network, the fourth season of Southern Charm, which will be premiering on Monday, April 3rd. And along with that, we've got Patricia Altschul with Southern Charm on the cover of the magazine. Talk about some of the other things that people will find in the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine.
Well, this issue, we have a lot of our great project files that we always have. We have our stylish shades feature, and we also have a great interior design feature as well. For our project files, we had six great project files going around this time. We had Carolina Lanterns and Lighting did a beautiful house out in Almondah, where she showed us our low country, rustic, shabby chic, and slightly French farmhouse. Mm-hmm. Very specific and beautiful.
Beautiful home.
We had our enhanced wood renewal. We got to see some great projects that they were able to do and renovate, as well as All Pro Crawl Space Solution showed us a great project they did out in Mount Pleasant.
Right, and we have a couple of projects out on Daniel Island. The first one is a sprawling, beautiful, beautiful house that Remark Landscape Architecture did the architecture for. They've got some beautiful muley grass and really just some more Western-themed plants going on there, mm-hmm. So we've got some really beautiful pictures for that. And then Max Trick's Kids Rooms, they supplied the kids' furniture for two of these homeowners' children, and really, really cool systems that you can buy that are, you know, really interchangeable and grow with your kids, and they make the furniture all, you know, in-house and that kind of thing, so it's really, really cool. And then we've got a story about some garage storage by Monkey Bars. They did a house out in Ravenel, and the garage is just stellar and totally organized. It's kind of a homeowner's dream.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Well, the new spring issue is amazing, and thanks so much to Aaron Forbes and Laura Jones, our editors, and also Patrick Brickman, our art director, and Colin Voigt, our graphic designer, along with a slew of interns that help us put together Charleston Home and Design magazine. It's a great issue. Definitely you want to pick it up at just about every home-oriented retail location throughout Charleston. They can also stop by Barnes & Noble and purchase it if they would like. And in addition, I did want to mention the Volvo Car Open starts today, and come out and join Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We'll have a tent out at Volvo Car Stadium, and talk about what we've got going on with the Cover Star promotion that we're doing.
It's going to be a lot of fun. You can come and be a Cover Star yourself. You can pop in and stand in front of our giant poster where we have Patricia Altschul's front of her house. So if you ever want to see what you'd look like in front of a mansion, now is your chance. It's part of our Instagram prize package. You can win a wonderful package from MW Hunter Custom Interiors. If you're lucky enough, it would be one of our winners.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And so it's like a 10-foot high by, I think, 6-foot wide huge cover of our spring issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine, and it's the it's Patricia Altschul's front. I can't say that's a porch.
The porch seems too humble for this.
Yeah, with those giant columns, yeah. But it's without Patricia, and so people who are at the Volvo Car Open can step into the Charleston Home and Design magazine tent, step in front of that 10-foot high by 6-foot wide cover that we've got, and then we'll take their picture with their phone, and they post it on Instagram, yep. And they get registered to win this great Charleston basket.
Yep, tag us with CHD Mag Celeb, so we'll be sure to find your photo online.
That's awesome. People are always looking for things to do between the matches, and this is a very interactive idea. So definitely we want you to be a cover star. Come on out to the Volvo Car Open this weekend, and definitely pick up. We'll be handing out the new issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine at the Volvo Car Open. So come out, say hello to everyone at Charleston Home and Design magazine.
Talking about a home. Talking about
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.